Elon Musk Twitter takeover, EU does not want free speech warns Euro MP. By Peter Catalan, May 1, 2022. A member of the European Parliament has warned the EU does not want free speech after a European Commission official threatened Elon Musk over his takeover of Twitter. Tom van den Driesch, an EU-level representative for the Flemish nationalist Vlaams Belang Party, has said that the European Union does not want free speech, accusing the supranational bloc of wanting to outsource censorship to big tech corporations. Van den Driesch's comments come shortly after one of the European Union's unelected commissioners, Thierry Breton, issued threats to Elon Musk regarding his Twitter takeover, telling the pro-free speech entrepreneur that he must make sure the platform continues censoring content or face the wrath of Brussels. In a statement provided by the MEP to Breitbart, van den Driesch argued that Musk's publicly expressed goals for the Twitter microblogging platform are positive and in line with what he has argued for personally in the past, and that the European Union is threatening democracy through its harsh regime of outsourced censorship. The EU does not want free speech, the Flemish MEP said. That is dangerous for their system. They therefore want to outsource censorship to private players, he continued. They call that taking responsibility, but it is nothing less than flat censorship. The Flemish nationalist emphasized that both he and his party back the regulation of big tech companies, but in order to limit their arbitrary censorship of political discourse, which is a threat to democracy. The European Commission, he argued, only appears interested in regulation that will enforce its own censorship regime. Big tech manages our communications, private data, preferences and even a vital part of our democracy, he said. It is precisely this that big tech selectively restricts through arbitrary censorship. Elon Musk said that for him freedom of expression online should run parallel to the law, he continued. This means that what is legal offline must also be legal online. I defended this principle before the European Parliament, but apart from the abstention of the NVA, New Flemish Alliance, all other Flemish parties voted against this just principle, van den Driesch said. Van den Driesch's statement on the Elon Musk takeover runs contrary to the views expressed by Europe's ruling technocrats, with the bloc's czar for the internal market, Thierry Breton, demanding that Musk keeps Twitter's regime of censorship in place. Elon, there are rules, the EU bigwig said, before referencing issues around so-called hate speech and moderation. You are welcome, but these are our rules. It's not your rules which will apply here, he warned. If Twitter does not comply with our law, there are sanctions, 6% of the revenue and, if they continue, banned from operating in Europe, he went on to threaten. Breton is far from the only bureaucrat seemingly unhappy with the takeover, with officials in the United Kingdom also demanding that Musk keep censoring content it deems problematic. Regardless of ownership, all social media platforms must be responsible, said a spokesman for Prime Minister Boris Johnson. That includes protecting users from harm on their sites, the spokesman continued. It is too early to say what, if any, changes will be made to how Twitter operates. However, while those in power both in Europe and America appear largely displeased with the takeover, the American public seems to appreciate Musk's decision to purchase the major social media platform, with a poll finding 62% of U.S. adults support the takeover. This is compared to only 13% of adults who believe Twitter will be made worse with Musk at the helm. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.